This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Aspirational Blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at the block level, launching a unique week-long program, Sankalp Saptah, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said the Aspirational Blocks program aims to enhance the government and improve the quality of life in 500 Aspirational Blocks spanning 329 districts across India. He said the Aspirational Districts program changed the lives of over 25 crore people in 112 districts and improved the quality of their lives. He pointed out that the Aspirational District program showed that if there is a focus on the basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved. Mr. Modi stressed that the success of the Aspirational Districts program will form the basis of the Aspirational Blocks program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to the people to come together at 10 a.m. today to dedicate 1 hour to cleanliness and help build a bright future for the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Swachh Bharat is collective responsibility of all the family members of the country and every effort of public participation is very important in this direction. People across the country will take part in the mega cleanliness drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Prime Minister has appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachh Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for mega cleanliness drive on the 1st of October. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh yesterday distributed one-time financial assistance to beneficiaries under special scheme for education of children of labour card holders staying at relief camps. Under the scheme, the government is providing rupees 5,000 each to those labour card holders staying in relief camps to help in the education of their children. Earlier, the state government has already distributed financial assistance of rupees 1,000 to each person staying in the relief camps at first phase and another 1,000 rupees would be distributed as second phase soon. Speaking on the occasion, the chief minister said that the current crisis in the state is instigated by a group of people who intentionally want to disintegrate the state. He said that for those people whose houses have been burned down, the government is planning to build new houses for them. Assam and Meghalaya decided to wind up the Judicial Commission to inquire into the Mukro firing and replace it with an independent commission by the CBI. The CBI will register the case in a neutral place other than Guwahati and Shillong to maintain the neutrality of the investigation. It was decided in Chief Minister level board meeting held in Guwahati today in the presence of both the Chief Ministers. The Chief Ministers will visit Kanduli Outpost to have a first-hand view of the prevailing situation there in the last part of this month this year. Both Assam and Meghalaya have decided to pull back their respective police forces from Kanduli area, which is located in the Assam-Meghalaya border in West Karbi Anglong in Assam side and West Janja Hills in Meghalaya. Now onwards, the area will be manned by CRPF personnel. Moreover, the meeting decided to end all the prevailing boundary disputes in 6 areas between the 2 states by December this year. The University School of Law and Research Meghalaya organized a talk on constitution, equality and democracy at the university campus in Ribhoi district yesterday. Supreme Court Judge Justice Ujjal Bhuyan delivered a thought-provoking talk on the topic. When he said that independence of the judiciary has shaped the concepts of equality and democracy and also threw light on the concept of reservation on the basis of inequality. Justice Bhuyan said that Article 368 of the Constitution of India, which deals with the power of the Parliament to amend the Constitution, assumes great significance. The essence of the Constitution is equality between men and men and men and women, and seeks to establish a just society. He said that the objectives specified in the preamble contain the basic structure of the Constitution, which cannot be amended in the exercise of the power under Article 368 of the Constitution. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.